This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. This morning, we've been looking at the impact of the largest antitrust class action settlement in U.S. history. The major credit card companies, Visa and MasterCard, as well as the big banks, have agreed to pay more than $6 billion to retailers. The U.S. Justice Department said the credit card companies conspired to fix the prices on credit card swipe fees. Those are fees the retailers have to pay every time someone uses a credit card. Along with breaking up that collusion, the settlement changes the rules in the store. For example, it'll let retailers charge you more if you use a credit card for your purchase. Greg McBride with Bankrate.com is here to talk about the consumer implications. Hello.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are consumers likely to experience this change when they are shopping?
Well, it's probably not going to be a positive change for consumers. I mean, as these things always go, the consumer ends up getting stuck with the bill. Back in October, reduced interchange fees for debit card fees went into effect. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, but I haven't seen any lower prices since then. So the same sort of thing or putting restrictions on fees on credit cards, probably not going to result in lower costs to consumers. If anything, you may see merchants either continuing to hold the line on costs, perhaps more of them giving discounts for cash purchases, and very likely you're going to see card issuers try to recoup some of the revenue that they've lost or recoup some of what they've had to pay out of pocket on these interchange fees through annual fees on credit cards or other type of ancillary charges.
Credit card companies have said they support these reward programs in part by charging these fees. And I'm one who, I'll admit it, I love my credit card rewards program. Am I going to lose that?
Well, that's, it really undermines the credit card reward programs. I mean, the reward programs are a revenue share arrangement between the card issuer and the card holder. And let's look at what happened on debit cards. When the interchange fees got cut in half, we saw a 30% year-over-year decline in the availability of debit rewards programs. So, any sort of similar movement on the credit card front is going to undermine credit card reward programs and, potentially be detrimental to consumers.
And Greg, when I shop smaller brick-and-mortar stores, they tell me that these swipe fees, which they hate, are one of those things that makes it so hard to compete with, say, Amazon.com. Are things going to get better for them in that respect?
Well, that's the type of merchant that, yes, their per-ticket costs are high because they don't have the volume of an Amazon or a Walmart. But the balancing act they're going to have is that if all of a sudden they decide that they're going to charge more for consumers that use a credit card or they set a minimum purchase on credit cards, there's a balancing act there because they just got to be careful how many sales they push out the door.
Very helpful. Greg McBride at Bankrate.com. Thank you.
Thank you.